The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Gail Kim.
This is WWE Superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in a room.
How you know?
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, we're here! It's finally come, the mid-season finale, and wedding bells are gonna chime.
Yeah, I failed to acknowledge this episode for a simple fact that it's the final episode for a while. I'm not gonna talk about it. No. If we put it off, it won't. We'll just continue to have Total Divas.
No, we won't, dude. No, we won't. They're not airing anymore after tonight. Not until April.
But if we put it off and not do anything, we're good. We'll always have a Total Divas to watch.
But we can't disappoint the people. Think about the people.
Think
about the fans. We are a fan-friendly show, damn it. We are doing this.
Fine. I'll begrudgingly do the mid-season finale. Fine.
You know what? Go get you some popcorn. Go get you something to drink. Settle in, because we're going to talk about this. Because there is some drama in this one, because there's a wedding. And you always know there is dramas around wedding. I cannot wait for this. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to tell you all about it. So you're listening to Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Hey, do you like what you see? Because I couldn't help but notice that you couldn't get your eyes off me.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Shoot. Flex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
Maybe I have one more ass kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What is the greatest comedy movie of all time? This Saturday night, CB Radio decides. It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard every Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern on CB Radio, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack Extra Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. It's here, the mid-season finale, where drama is coming.
It's the big day.
I can feel it.
It's the big day.
It's the big day. Wedding number one is upon us. I can't wait. And somebody's meeting the family.
So we got a recap of last week, and now we're getting what about tonight. A lot of Danae, which is going to be amazing.
Oh, God, Dean. I think we can officially say Dean Ambrose is not housebroken.
No, we're in Tampa, Florida now.
With, I'm guessing, Cena and Nikki, yes. I was going to say, it's a Bentley. It's got to be Cena.
They have a private little room. Apparently, the last time they were here, she had a pain in her neck.
Basically, Nikki's got her final doctor's appointment. She's nervous. You know, if she gets cleared, she can get back in the ring. If she doesn't, obviously, she's forced to retire. And she's just...
Oh, we get the finisher line. I want to hit you with my finisher. You hit me with your finisher. I try every night. And he looks awkward into the camera. Nikki Bella will be back in that ring because no one can stop me. Says Nicole.
Well, we all know that's true. And I think we're in Cleveland.
We are. Somewhere. We are in Cleveland.
We're going to work out.
Maurice, Renee, Eva, doing box jumps. There's Dana Brooke. Lana's working out.
They're all talking about the brand split.
Renee's worried about being drafted away from Dean. Wait. What? We're getting an elephant for the wedding, because Rusev is obsessed with elephants. Maurice is being righteous about elephants. Thanks, Maurice. Thanks. What did she do to her eyes? They look weird.
She's got eye makeup on.
No, she had makeup on, but it looks really weird.
Well, she's not wearing any makeup in the gym, or she's not wearing any eye makeup in the gym. She's fully made up in the interview, so I think it's seeing her going from unmade up to made up.
Lana's gonna get the elephant. Why? Because it's her wedding, and she wants to make her man happy. Dana's like, you do what you want.
Basically, she's not having any of the righteousness. And we're in Monday Night Raw in Cleveland, Ohio. We see Natty arriving.
How come, it seems like every episode Natty arrives. They do the awkward Natty arrives shot.
And then we see the Usos. Trinity's getting her hair done. Jay's talking about how he got his makeup done. Who's that in the background? Is that Axel?
I don't know. I can't tell.
I want to see one of the guys getting their makeup done. I seriously want to see one of the guys.
Now there's someone different in that chair.
No, it's the same person.
And that's not Axel.
Because I recognize the hair.
It's not Axel. It's a dude's dark, has darker hair and darker skin. It's not Axel.
Looks like he's wearing a hairnet, honestly.
I don't know. It's Miz and Maurice now. Maurice is not going to the wedding if you have an elephant.
Okay, I have a problem with that. We'll get into that.
We're elephant protesting here. Or here, at least Maurice and Miz are, apparently.
Basically, they're now backing out of the wedding because Lana's going to have elephants.
Renee's wearing the Canadian tuxedo, denim on denim.
She and Natty have coordinated. They match. Basically, Renee is taking Dean home.
For her birthday.
To meet her family.
People often think Dean is a crazy person.
Well!
Gives off that impression. There's a sweeter side. Did she just say, is this the man you're going to spend the rest of your life with?
We all know what this means. I mean, let's be real. We all know. Taking him home to meet the family. We know what this means.
I know. I understand this, but it just fuels the fire.
Yes, it does. Now we see Ziggler and Rusev. We see Naomi doing an interview.
She's doing an interview saying she won't feel good about them being split up in the draft.
Basically, everybody's fretting over the draft because it's like all the couples are like, oh crap, we're going to get split up. Oh crap, we're never going to see each other.
And Rusev crushes Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, this is when the league is going on.
No,
the lads.
No, it wasn't. No, they're broken up already.
No, but Sheamus was with Rusev.
Yeah, but the lads had already been broken up at that point, because Barrett's already been gone. Renee's like, we could eventually move to Toronto. If the world gets taken over by aliens, he may consider moving to Vancouver.
She's like, oh, shit.
So Dean goes, do you think there will be tension between you and your mom? Because he says, you know, when she tries to steal me away from you.
Dean, stop. And Renee's like, please. please, son. And we see Nikki going to the doctor. Like, she wants to come back. She wants to get in the ring, getting the MRI done.
And we'll have the results later in the show. We're in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Dean's like, I showered, I'm ready, let's go. Whenever you're ready. I ordered sushi already. Renee's like, he hasn't showered, he hasn't done anything. Go get cleaned up. Who is this hobo?
Basically, she's trying to clean him.
We're going to be one happy Canadian family.
He's like, watch me turn the pants off of her.
And he has flowers and beer. She brings cookies. He brings beer. We're talking about Renee pooping.
Oh, Dean. And this is why we can't have nice things.
And he's grabbing more beer. Her He is turning on the charm.
Renee's like, oh, God.
Calling her sister rather than the mother.
And you actually get to see how tall he is.
Dean wants to go bungee jumping, and the mother's like, all right.
She's showing them her swollen foot.
And Dean's like, can I touch it? And he's regretting his choice of touching it now.
Oh, my God, that was amazing. That was, like, the best Meet the Parents ever. It's like, here, come touch my swollen foot.
So Nikki's waiting for the doctor now, and she sits there patiently waiting. Are we religious just sitting here watching her wait?
Or not so patiently waiting, like impatiently waiting. She's very tense. She's like, she just wants to get cleared. You can tell she just wants to be back.
Did he just say, I wish John or your mother were here?
Yes, he did.
Well, that screams bad news. Oh, we get to play wrestler spotting. Time to find a Harper.
Yep, time to find Luke Harper, because Luke Harper was at this wedding.
Uh-oh. So where do you want to begin?
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about this animal thing. Because I have a huge problem, because basically she just said, you know, you can't let people do anything they want all the time. You know what? Somebody's wedding is not the place to make a political stance like that. I'm sorry. It's just not. And that's just the manners in me that have been, like, instilled in me since I was born. It's like, there are just certain things you don't do at a wedding. That's one of them. And the fact that she's like, well, we're not going. It's like, okay, well, I respect that you're not going, but the fact that it's like, well, you're not doing it because you don't want to let her do what she wants on her wedding day. It's like, I don't know. I have a problem with it. And that's just me personally. It's like, I see people like that doing stuff like that, and that bothers me. It's like, if you don't want to go because you're uncomfortable going, that's one thing. But using Lana's wedding as a way to kind of make a political or moral stance, now you're making it about you. And you're putting undue stress on the wedding because of it. Like, she's days from getting married. It's tense as hell. She's nervous. She's anxious. She's everything. Because you don't know if it's going to go. Like, that's the thing. There's always that, you know, 1% chance or whatever that one of them could decide, hey, I don't want to get married today, and they don't show up. And somebody jilts somebody else at the altar, or they decide to call it off at the last minute. So it's like, there's always that stress of, is this going to go? Plus, is everything right? Is the dress going to be there? Is the food going to be done? Is it going to rain? You know, the list goes on and on and on. So to have somebody say, oh yeah, I'm not going to come because of this, just kind of puts undue stress. Like, at least, you know, if you're going to cancel at the last minute, have the good manners, I guess, to say, oh, we have a stomach flu or something. I don't know. That's just me. Like, I can respect that she's passionate about animals.
I support everything she just said. I can't add anything to that.
I mean, I get it. I 100% respect her for being very passionate about animals. And it's like, here's the thing. You can go to the wedding and not go to the reception. Like, you can just really quietly duck out after the wedding. I've done that before several times.
There's a large gap, usually.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, Lana and Rusev are going to go get their pictures done, so it's go, like, just don't go to the reception, because that's where they're going to be, is at the reception. Anyway, we're back in Tampa with Nikki. We're looking at the CT scan.
So she got cleared.
So she gets cleared by her doctor. Let's see if she gets cleared by WWE.
It's the first step in the process of getting back and in action.
And now we're in Nashville with Lana.
In a bikini, watching
elephant videos. Oh, Maurice sent her videos.
Rusev thought she meant that Rusev was mean. Cannonball.
So we're not having elephants at the wedding. Maurice gets her way.
Apparently there's something about a flower arch. They're racing for the arch. And clearly, she knows how to swim.
And he's making excuses for losing. That's fantastic.
Well, of course. That's what you do.
Because basically the arch is going to cost like $10,000.
For an hour.
Well, that's when you take it to the reception.
So is that... Yeah, that's Nikki and Nanny.
So now we're having this celebratory lunch. Nikki's been cleared.
Nikki's fired up.
Is she wearing the bottom of a pair of jeans around her neck?
That's what it looks like to me.
Now we're talking about sweating under the boobs. No, it's not bad. When you get hot, you sweat under there. That's just how it works.
We're back in Toronto.
Dean's like, I'm digging this. I'm okay with this.
Apparently the mom farted, and they're all laughing about it. Renee's embarrassed.
She really wants this to go well. It is just not going well.
Here's Renee's dad, her brother, and sister-in-law. Dean continues to flirt with the mom, and there's some random dude stealing Renee's hat. And Dean is jumping,
running and chasing after this guy. And Renee's trying to run and hold her dress down at the same time.
Okay.
So where do you want to start?
So Nikki's cleared.
Yay.
Which is fantastic news. At least she's cleared by her doctor. We don't know if she's been cleared by WWE yet. Basically, they'll send the results over to them, and I think their doctors have to look through it and make sure everything's A-okay on their end before they let her come back in the ring. So due diligence, I think, has to be done. But yay, Nikki's at least got the green light from one doctor, which I know she's been wanting that all season.
Right, and now, so, it now allows her to at least get back in the ring and train and get back into ring shape. And,
yeah,
and start that ring rust. And start that process.
Start that process all over and, you know, get going on that. So that's good news for her. We have things continuing to get political, which, again, I understand she's doing it to inform, but it's just the handling of that of, oh, I'm going to send you these animal abuse videos, because to me it's like, and this is where I have the problem with it, is there are certain organizations that they find the worst possible scenario and they generalize it as the norm, where they say this is how all these animals are treated. This is, you know, it's the worst possible case. This is how everybody treats their animals. And that's not true. It's not like that. There are some people who train animals for a living, who take very good care of them, don't use violent methods, who train them through other methods. And that's, I think, what's being lost in this, is it's just, oh, you know, well, this is how they do it. This is the generalized norm. No, you can find somebody that's used humane methods to train an animal. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's not hard to do.
Right.
Or it's not. I wouldn't say it's every day, but it's like, I'm sure you can find somebody that is used to humane method as opposed to cataprods and everything else. So it's like, and this is where I have the problem with it, is like, it's a misrepresentation of things and it's forcing your opinion on somebody else. It's like, I get that you're wanting to educate her, and that's fine that you're wanting to educate her. I respect that, because everybody, you know, deserves a chance to see an opposite side and accept it or reject it, because there's always another side to something. But it's like, you should at least respect her decision if she goes forward with it, which obviously she's not going to do. And instead, we're having a flower arch.
I think we were always going to have the flower arch. Now Dean is getting involved with the person.
We're having an altercation in Canada.
He's getting the guy to say, I'm a drunk asshole and I apologize. I don't know if her family thinks she's a psychopath. He's a psychopath. I think Renee is just sort of...
Renee is really, really stressing about this.
Apparently, they said, this is what we've seen on TV. And they go, cheers.
He defended her honor. And now he's trying to pretend everything.
Apparently, Dean and the mom are going out now.
Renee wants to go home, and Dean's going out with her mom. He's spending time with her. Oh my god. This is hilarious.
We're in Orlando.
Bless him.
We're at the PC.
We see Nicole go into train.
So now we're going to run the ropes. We're doing the flips, as you've seen on Tough Enough and beyond.
You know, she's definitely out of ring shape. She's got to knock off the rust and get back in, you know, condition. Her cardio's down because obviously she hasn't been able to, you know, she hasn't wrestled in a year, so she's having trouble breathing, you know, she's out of shape, she's tired, and she's training with the trainer, which is not good. Oh my god, Dean and Renee's mom are doing shots. Renee's like, oh my god, are you doing shots with my mom?
The guy gets tattooed like a real Canadian. He wants to show Carol the game he plays, Human Frogger, and she's laughing. He's only been hit once.
He's drunk, number one.
He's drunk and hilarious.
He's being himself. Like, he really does not give a crap.
Now we're in California. Nikki Bella arrives with Lana and Rusev.
And Lana's brother and Rusev's friend.
And Lana's ass.
So his mom was the only one that made it.
From Bulgaria. Now
that's okay.
We have a big surprise coming.
And the Danielsons have arrived.
Winston has arrived.
So wait, they had Nikki's dog?
Uh-huh. Rusev got himself a Lamborghini. He rented a Lamborghini. You're supposed to be happy. Yay. She's like, you go drive your car with the zoom zoom. And the boom boom. Now shake your arm. Yeah, I went there. Anyway,
because, you know, reasons.
Dean is trying to be a charmer. Renee's panicking. And Rusev has a car that goes zoom zoom.
So here's the deal with this, okay? Renee is taking him home to meet her family. She knows Dean's character on TV, and she knows that that's all they've really been exposed to is who he is on TV. So I can see how she's nervous, because he's unpredictable. He's Dean. Never seen Dean Ambrose, just go watch Dean Ambrose. The only way to describe him is he's just Dean. So, taking him home to meet her family, that's always nerve-wracking. Because we all know the implications of when you take your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, home to meet your family. That's a tremendous step in the relationship. That's seeing how they're with your family, how your family responds to them. So, Renee obviously wants to this to go as perfectly as it can. And she's nervous because, as we all know, Dean is a little rough around the edges. So taking him home to meet her nice conservative family, well, where could that possibly go wrong? I think she's overanalyzing it. I think she's overthinking it. Like, he's just trying to be him.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He's going to be who he is. You can tell that. That's just him. He doesn't give a crap. He really doesn't give a crap. He's just going to roll up. He's going to be him. They like him. Great. They don't. Great. He's going to go do shots.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I think he and the mom were actually getting along really well.
It seems like it, yeah.
And it seems like they were, you know, aside from where the guy stole Renee's hat, and Dean promptly goes to go get it and punch the guy in the face, but mainly get her hat.
Right.
Which, I mean, you know, honestly, that's being a good boyfriend.
Yeah,
he goes and gets her hat for her.
That's good. It was the right thing to do. And he didn't punch the dude. He got in the dude's face, but he didn't go crazy. He didn't go cray cray.
Well, it's like, you know, it's basically, that was uncalled for. You didn't need to do that. You know, it's how dare you.
Yeah,
because it's not necessarily the dude stole the hat, it's that the dude touched her.
Yeah, and now we're back in the same area in Toronto at the tavern,
hopefully still doing shots.
Dean leans in and takes a drink, and Renee gives him the dust there, and she's like, stop. Renee needs to put him on the chain.
And now the mom's calling her out because she's being mean.
They're going to a store. Dean's sitting on a stool.
Poor Dean.
Dean's left alone.
He's literally just sitting there sprawled out.
And he lost the battle with the stool. He fell off of it. He's just randomly yelling things on the street to strangers walking by. The mom's like, don't make him seem like he can't be himself. And the mom's like, he was so noble what he did when he went after the guy. Now he's playing drums with the stool.
He's like the cross between a non-house trained dog and like a 5-year-old.
Yeah. He's like, you know how you chain the dog outside when you go to a store or something? That's what he's doing right now.
Yeah. And her mom's basically being like, you're overdoing this. You're overthinking this. You need to chill the hell out. Like, just let him be him. They like him. They really like him.
Mm-hmm.
The hat thing made a good impression.
Lana's thought about not changing her last name. That didn't go over well.
Basically, the nitty-gritty details. They're not talking about the nitty-gritty details.
So she doesn't want to be Lana Moskov? Because he's Rusev Moskov?
I guess.
Nikki wants to be Asena. Nikki's like, you guys have a lot of miscommunication.
Yeah, basically. Because this is the night before the wedding. So it's, Nikki's like, you need to straighten this out. You need to figure this out, like, before, you know, everything goes to hell. So, as we go to break, you know, basically Renee needs to lighten up. That's the point we need to make, is Renee. And I get why she's nervous. You know, I completely understand why she's nervous, because it's like, this is the man that she's potentially thinking about marrying, just to throw that out there. I mean, you know that thought has crossed her mind. At least a dozen times. Like, they're getting to that point where it's kind of a you either are or you aren't sort of thing. And if they choose not to get married and they just live together, that's cool too. But it's like, she's looking at a long-term commitment with him. And bonding with the family is key. Gelling with the family is key. Because if they don't like him, that's going to make things really awkward. Because they have a whole life together.
Yeah.
So Renee just wants to make sure that everything goes swell and that, you know, they gel and everybody has a good time and he gets to know them and they get to know him and everybody's happy. So I guess that's the case. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But Rusev renting the Lamborghini when he wouldn't even get Lana an arch. We need to talk about that.
I have a feeling there's an arch coming.
Oh yeah, there's an arch coming because she won the swimming race. But it's like, he didn't want to do it because it's so expensive. It's like $10,000 for the arch. But then he goes and rents a Lamborghini for, you know, however long they're in Malibu, which is probably equal to the flowers were.
Yeah. Oh, I get that. And the way I think it's going to go, I think he does something for her too.
Oh yeah.
Because that seems like who he is. But yeah, he's all about big luxury things for him and not, you know, he doesn't care about flowers. And I don't blame him.
Well, he's a guy.
That's why I don't blame him.
You know, I don't mean to be stereotypical. I don't mean to sort of just throw this out there, but it's like a lot of guys that I know wouldn't give a crap about the flowers at a wedding. The only thing they care about is how much they cost. That's it. You know, it's like in terms of the flowers, you're like, ooh, pretty, nice. Next. You know, it's like the flowers are very much kind of the chick detail or the bride side detail of the wedding.
Yeah.
So it's like, for guys, it's just like, yeah, whatever. So I see that, but it's like, I can see her point too of, oh, he rented this for himself, but he's not going to do a thing for me unless he has a surprise for her, which he probably does.
We're back in Toronto now.
Will Renee chill the hell out? Let's see.
She's apologizing, scratching his back. He's like, keep scratching. He's like a cat now, being, you know, went from being a dog to a cat. Just scratch me. And she's apologizing. She wanted him to be not Dean Ambrose. And now he's like, he's just leaning in, kissing, and, you know.
He's trying to shut her up.
Mm-hmm. Now he's trying to wrestle with her. And there's the German suplex onto the bed. Now he's handing out shots. We're drinking champagne, celebrating her birthday. And there's the cake.
Wow, that's a really nice cake. So she apologizes, which is really sweet. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait. We got nunchucks.
Oh, this was the thing I was telling you about earlier.
Now we're doing nunchucks. Hey, nunchucks. Oh, and he sticks them in her mouth. Anyway, Rusev rolls up in his Lamborghini with Lana.
Oh, my God.
With Lana.
That's hilarious.
The Bella Twins have arrived. Brie misses interacting with the fellow wrestlers. We're all getting, eating.
So I think this is the rehearsal dinner?
I think so.
Yeah, this is the rehearsal dinner.
Taking photos.
Now we're having, speeches.
He's like, we're all going to eat together salads. And Bruce is like, meat, I hope. Dean and Renee have arrived. Natty has arrived. And Dean's wrestling with Natty. Here come Bruce and Lana.
They had to go freaking from Toronto to Malibu? Jesus. Oh my God, Rusev is going to stay with Dean, I think. Or no, they're staying together.
Yeah. Dean's like, if you screw it up this time, you get to do it again in 2 weeks. That's not a lie.
Dean Ambrose, the voice of reason, everybody. And now it's the wedding day. We see her getting ready.
Bree's giving some last-minute advice. No regrets. They sent a gift. They sent elephants. They're... Okay. She's still a little disappointed about him... fighting over the arch.
Oh, she's getting eyelash extensions, wow.
Apparently Miz and Maryse did show up. Dean and Renee are there.
Well, she didn't get the elements, so yeah, they showed up. Where's Harper? Looking for Harper.
Lana's arriving in the limo.
Nerves are hitting.
Is that a big moment? As we go to break.
She's freaking out.
So yeah.
And we're back. We're still wrestler spotting at the wedding. Lana's working out her nerves. Aw, we see Rusev walking his mother down the aisle. There's her sister, I think. Aw, there's Bubbles.
And there's the arch.
There's the arch. And she's walking out with a big smile on her face.
She's so happy, and he's like, yep, I did that. There's Dean looking for Harper.
He was out on the edge, I think. Like, he's out of the camera shot.
Goldust is there. Someone who doesn't know you as most other people.
Bless you, Rusev. Bless you so much.
He'd rather listen to her than anyone else. It's the happiest day of his life.
This is the most hilarious and sweetest declaration of love I think I've ever heard in my life. That was amazing. Mm-hmm.
She thanks him for being always patient with her, because she's very difficult. She's going to be Lana Moskov, or whatever his real name is.
Oh, she didn't take her engagement ring off.
I think his last name, Bulkovac or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. It's very Bulgarian. Oh, and they're married! Yay!
Parnashev. There you go. Very hard name to pronounce. Rusev Mashka. Lana Mashka. It's the way we'll do it. There's a fake elephant, there's tigers, as we are at the circus. The circus wedding. Dean's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Dean is like going everywhere.
And, Maurice takes a picture with the fake elephant. And the wedding couple has arrived.
Still trying to see Luke Harper.
Miz is like, that's a fake elephant. Oh my God. There's Ryback in the background.
I think I saw Ryback in the background.
Yeah, Ryback is in the background.
In the Hawaiian shirt.
Uh-huh. I think Luke Harper was probably around there too, I think.
Probably. We're getting pictures with the Stillwalkers.
We have a Ferris wheel, cotton candy.
I love how the only reason we're paying attention is for Luke Harper. Like, we really just want to see him at the wedding.
Daniel Bryan taking awkward faces. And they come in together.
They got the name right.
And Rusev makes a point about that. How they got the name right, but Bob did not. We're cutting the cake.
Best part of the wedding. The cake.
Always is.
It's all about the cake. He's taking his shirt off, and he's just running around in his vest.
Mm-hmm. And now he throws the cake in her face. Bryan's like, establish dominance.
We're throwing cake at each other.
Establish dominance. Nikki's on her phone. Brie notices, and something happened. She got the worst email anyone could get.
Uh-oh.
Dum-dum-dum.
Did she not get cleared after all?
Guess we're gonna have to wait and see. And we're back. Nikki's got some bad news, maybe.
Q-Way Barrett. I really like how they did the reception.
Yeah, Nikki cannot be a part of the draft. She's not on the roster, so she's not a part of the draft. Brian's like, you're not ready yet. Don't worry about it. We're dancing. We're having a good time.
Yeah, Brian's basically like, just, it'll come. It'll go to a roster.
We see Lana getting down, showing off her skills. Wow.
Here's a white girl hair flip.
She does a split in that dress.
That's impressive she could do a split in that dress.
Right? She's very excited to be Mrs. Rusev. Not going to try the name again. We're at the draft. Worcester, Massachusetts. It's draft day.
Yeah.
We're all slow-mo into the arena.
Who's going where?
Slow-mo on the makeup. I don't know where I'm going. Who's going where?
We see Eva doing an interview talking about how this is a huge opportunity for her, and there's no security in the draft. Nobody knows what's going to happen. It had to be a nerve-wracking day.
And we're back at the PC with Nikki Bella running the ropes. She's going to prove that no one can stop her. It's draft day. Pyro. Explosion. Smackdown. Everyone's backstage watching. We have the draft center. There's Dean Ambrose, Bob Backlund, Dolph Ziggler, Uso.
Looking for the Wyatts.
Paige.
There's Gallows. Ziggler.
They're all nervous.
Like, everybody's nervous.
And what's going to happen next?
Who's going where?
To be continued.
And we have the cliffhanger. All right, so we're seeing the two come, and it looks interesting, to say the least.
April 19th.
God, that's such a long way away. No! I mean, God, that's what, almost 3 months?
Yeah, 4 months? Almost 3 months.
God, what are we going to do with ourselves? 3 whole months without Total Divas! And the Royals is getting ready to go on hiatus, too! All my shows are going on hiatus! Crap! I hate this.
We have Once Upon a Time.
When does that come back?
March.
Oh, God, dude, that's not quick enough. And there's no football. And the Wyatt family split up. This is not a good TV time for me at all. I hate this. But you know what? We're going to have to live with it. I guess we're just going to have to wait until April to get the to be continued for Total Divas.
It seems like we get the outcomes of the draft, we get Nikki Bella recovering, and the moment Brie finds out.
She's maybe expecting, maybe not. Don't want to give it away for anybody that may not know, although if you don't know by now, you seriously live under a rock with how much they talk about it. But yeah, so can't wait for that. Just to kind of clean up a couple little things. You know, obviously, Lana and Rusev, everything works out. She's going to take his last name. He gets her at the flower arch. Everything is copacetic. Nikki's pissed because, you know, she's not going to be at the draft, which it's like, I understand. You know, she wanted to be there to at least get drafted, but it doesn't make sense to spoil her return at the draft, you know, with the draft if she's not ready to go. I think the way that they actually brought her back was much better.
Yeah, it was a big surprise.
Because then she could be a feature of it and she could be that special signee for SmackDown Live. As opposed to just being drafted, there's actually a focus on her, which I think is a little bit better.
You understand why I was disappointed, because there's a goal she was working towards, but in the end, it turns out better, which is good.
Yeah, and it's like, it makes no sense to have you come back, draft you, and then you're not ring ready. I mean, that's the whole point of that program.
Let's look at some of the people who were drafted. Paige, injured. Summer Rae, injured. And, you know, they were drafted.
Yeah, I mean, they were there, they were drafted, but, you know, I think at that point they were still technically on the active roster list.
They were still active, yes.
Nikki was on the IR, so it's like she was not eligible to be drafted, but it's like, that's the whole reason they have that program in place, is they have them evaluated by athletic trainers, is to ensure that they are in top physical condition and they are okay to work and wrestle, because it's a very dangerous business that they do. So they don't want anything bad to happen to their talent. So it's like Nikki Bella hitting the ropes for the first time in the year. She's winded. Now, she's not in ring shape. She's taking good care of herself. She stayed in shape, but not ring shape. So she's got to build her cardio back up. She's got to build it all back up again for her to be able to work in a match. And the trainer saw that, you know, hey, she's not in ring shape yet. So we're not going to clear her to go back to the ring, to go back to the main roster just yet, which is a smart move.
Very smart.
And let's see, Dina Renee kissed and made up, and Lana got fake elephants. So there was a compromise. We had elephants. They weren't real.
I do like that they had a circus theme thing. That was awesome.
That was really cool how they did the reception.
That's a party.
They dropped some money on that. They dropped some serious money on that reception. I mean, that was nicely done. Bravo. Bravo. But I think we're done.
Sadly,
we're done. So everybody, come back with us in April. We'll be talking about the second half of Total Divas. But, you know, if you miss us, if you absolutely just need to hear us, hear our voices, you can listen to past episodes at RackRadioShow.com. Or you can join us every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for the regular show, The Rack, where we talk wrestling, we talk football, we talk pretty much everything. You know, whatever we want, right?
Yeah.
Mainly wrestling, though.
Superkick!
So tune in Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, for that. Follow us on the social medias. Everything is Rack Radio Show. You can tweet me at Lynn's Ward. Rock, how can they get you?
At Wild Talk Radio.
So there you go. So everybody, thank you so much for joining us. This has been Total Divas, The Rack Extra, the mid-season finale. So we will be back in April with the second half of the season. Till then, he's Rock. I'm Lindsay. We'll see you in April. Bye. Everybody's getting naughty.